Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How can seemingly similar cells behave differently? This is a particularly important question when just a small change means that a cell does not function properly. And several diseases might be the result of these small changes at the single cell level. But a cell is a complex system, and some of the important molecules inside a cell exist in very small quantities that can be difficult to detect. To address this challenge, a new tool has been developed called nanotweezers. These tiny devices can extract individual molecules from inside cells. I'm Hannah Levin-Schlögelhofer, and I spoke with Joshua Dell from Imperial College London about these nanotweezers.
What's important here is that we can extract single entities one at a time, and the cell remains alive. So we can see how the cell functions in relation to one component missing from the local environment.
Can you describe what this technique is?
So the technique relies on a method called dielectrophoresis, and this is a method which has been around for some time. But what we've done is to make these very small electrodes, and these electrodes are on the nanometer scale, and the spacing between these electrodes are also tens of nanometers. Now, if you take a particle, it could be a piece of DNA, for example, or a protein, and you exert it to a non-uniform electric field between these two electrodes, you generate a very high trapping force. And it's this very high trapping force which enables us to extract single molecules from the cell.
Right. So you have these really tiny tweezers, which you could say are maybe 100,000 times smaller than your tweezer that you might find in your bathroom. And then as you bring these two tips together, you create a really high electric field that can trap the molecule, and you can then move that molecule as you wish and even move it outside of a cell. Is that right?
These tweezers are made from glass material with two hollow chambers. What we do is we insert carbon inside of them. So the operating principle is we take these tweezers, we insert it into the cell, and then we apply the AC electric field. We wait for the molecule to be attracted towards the tip. And then while the AC field is on, we pull it outside of the cell. And then we take the molecule for further analysis.
So you actually poke the tweezer end or the glass tip end into the cell?
Yes, it's a very fine tweezer. And the end of the tweezer is approximately 60 to 80 nanometers wide.
Right, so because it's so small, that means it doesn't puncture the cell and split it open.
Exactly, so it's a minimally invasive technique and there's minimal disruption to the cell membrane.
Can you describe how these nanotweezers compare to other techniques for single molecule analysis of cells?
There's a number of techniques available, but in all those cases, what you're doing is you're taking a handful of molecules, and then you're also extracting cytoplasmic fluid. Whereas in our case, we have the ability to extract a single entity, a single molecule, without any other interfering materials. The predominant single cell screening type approaches involves lysing the cells, so breaking the cell apart. Whereas with this platform, you have the ability to maintain the spatial information. You're extracting the molecule from a very precise location within the cell itself, which enables us to be able to look at time dependence, for example, of cell function.
So now you have this proof of principle that you've got these working nanotweezers. What would you want to be doing with them next?
So in terms of the proof of principle, what we have shown is that we can extract content from the cells themselves. What we need to do is to be able to increase the throughput. We're in a position currently where we can perform 20 to 30 extractions per day. But to really use this tool to be able to better understand disease progression, for example, we need to be performing biopsies on thousands of cells. So what we have to do is automate the process. And there's methods which we have in place, which we're starting to do just that. If I can add, although the focus has predominantly been on extraction of molecules, we can also use these tweezers in reverse. So we can deliver to cells at the molecular level. So we can take genes, for example, insert them back into cells and monitor expression levels over a function of time. What excites me in relation to this work is not only potential applications associated with single cell, single molecule type screening applications, but to be able to manipulate molecules and being able to use that in the context of useful applications is very exciting.
That was Joshua Adell, and this work was recently published in the journal Nature Nanotechnology.